USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word from Capitol Hill, Israel to permanently extend the expiring 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has the votes to make its way through Congress. Yesterday, sick 9/11 responders, an advocate and comedian John Stewart testified at a hearing urging lawmakers to approve the extension. Stewart was angry that more lawmakers were there at the hearing.
Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak, and no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
A second person now in custody in the Dominican Republic following Sunday's shooting of Red Sox legend David Ortiz. The suspect, whose name's not been released, apparently the believed trigger man of the shooting. Another man is accused of driving him to the bar where the shooting occurred on a motorcycle. He was apprehended right after the shooting. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
There were some big dueling political events in the state of Iowa yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect, and you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against. They're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, President Trump's gotten a bump in his latest approval ratings. The findings from Quinnipiac University putting Mr. Trump close to his 2-year high at 42% approval. Among Democratic contenders, Biden leads with approval of 53%. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleen and warning Congress of an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. During a Senate hearing yesterday, he said government border facilities are overflowing and resources are being stretched too thin, and that migrant kids are especially at risk. McAleen also noted that smugglers are making large amounts of money moving people across the border, often in very dangerous conditions. The British government announcing an ambitious plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions to nearly zero by 2050, making Britain the first G7 nation to set such a target. The interim minister for energy and clean growth is Chris Skidmore.
We've decided it's really important as a government we show leadership. We're really keen internationally to show leadership as well. We're bidding for a critical United Nations conference next year. We want to ensure that we can achieve this sustainably, which is why we've set the 2050 target today.
And Honda's new so-called Mean Mower V2 has broken a Guinness World Record. That new riding lawnmower can go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 6.29 seconds. That's even faster than my car will do. It'll also hit a top speed of just over 150 miles an hour, and that compares to an average riding mower that zips along at about 5 to 6 miles an hour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.